If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. I don't know where the guys went. They're somewhere in the building talking to Jay. Yeah, we're on the air. Go ahead. Foreman got in the way. He's telling stories about his dad.
Hey, he told
back
us,
in the day.
Told us a better story.
He gave Howard Cosell a bloody nose when he was a little boy. Cosell picked him up. Howard Cosell, the Howard Cosell. Picked up Jay, and Jay smacked him in the nose and gave him a bloody nose. That's a big nose now.
That is a big nose.
And Jay's grandma yelled at John Madden, the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A great story.
I wish we had a great visual story too.
Yeah,
because they were like threatening bodily harm to Chuck.
Yeah. So wow. That was, yeah. A
lot going on in that conversation.
My grandma never once talked to John Madden. Never at any point in time. She wouldn't have known who John Madden was.
Jay has probably just like freaky stories.
Yeah, that'd be, yeah. NFL dad, yeah, that'd be cool.
See, that's our era.
Yeah. Yes.
That's us.
Chuck Foreman was gigantic, number 44.
Yeah. We asked if he did the up and over, and Jay said he did.
A couple times, but he wasn't a big up and over guy.
He's a slasher. Yeah. You're right. You nailed it.
Yeah, knifer. He knife.
Chuck Foreman was my favorite player on that team, even though Tarkington was one of the – he was got a lot of attention.
Alan Page got a lot of attention.
Yeah, the defense, the whole front four.
People eaters.
Yes, imagine that.
Great name.
Oh,
come on.
Incredible.
Beautiful.
Better times, by the way.
Eller, Page. Oh.
Marshall.
Who's the fourth? I got to ask that to Jay.
Eller, Page, Marshall. I don't know. Who was the big receiver they had? Not Ahmad, before Ahmad Rashad.
I'm thinking too.
They had a big time receiver.
It's the early 70s, right?
Yes. God, somebody weigh in. Breaker, help us. Anyway, Jay's going to be on with Swim for the first
time. Yes, he is. Talking trade deadline, because, by the way, yesterday was the deadline. And hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Sauce Gardner, cornerback for the Jets, going to the Colts for two first-round picks.
Two.
That's big. Two first-round picks. Now, Sauce is really good. I was surprised that the cost was that high for Sauce Gardner.
Well, I would imagine not, and again, zero knowledge of GM play. But NFL, you're playing for one thing, one season.
Yep.
It's been great that the Chiefs have had a run and all that stuff. But if you have a one-shot chance, and they must think, hey, listen, the next couple of years we have a team that's built. We have a running back. We have our quarterbacks playing well. If we get a corner, if we get a couple people here, we're a piece away from winning this thing. And guess what? I'm not worried about 10 years from now. I'm not worried about a first rounder next year. If we can get this team together right now and make a run, if you win a Super Bowl, your life, you're just happy forever.
Yep.
I mean,
Indianapolis. The city's happy forever.
The city's happy for like 20 years.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, we got to do it again next year. Oh. No, you don't.
Can you imagine?
I like Indy, that, but you don't have to.
You've been there, Jake. Can you imagine Indy with a Super Bowl
champion?
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
What it would do for that city?
It'd be nuts.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, wow.
Imagine trying to get, what's that steakhouse? St. Elmo's?
St. Elmo's, yeah.
Yeah.
What it would do for everything.
Yeah.
By the way, I got three different names as the purple people eaters. Was it Gary Larson or Sammy White or Gene Washington?
Oh, Rudy's saying Gary Larson.
Gary Larson's the one.
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Because I got Sammy White, Gene Washington,
Eller and
Page
and Marshall
Larson.
Were the ones that got the most attention by far. But that was crazy back in those days that a D-line got that attention. But also so did the Steel Curtain. The Steel Curtain during
mean
the same
Joe, era. Yeah. Joe Green.
Yeah, there's no nicknames anymore. You know, it was Steel Curtain. You had no name defense for the Dolphins. You had the Killer Bees, right? Yeah. You had Purple People Eaters.
Yeah, you don't have
there's
any
no
names.
Nicknames at all.
No,
for
there's
anybody.
Nothing.
What happened?
Yeah,
because it's not better times.
Not better times. 85 Bears. That was better times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did a Super Bowl Shuffle video.
Won't see that anymore.
Don't see that.
Too cool
Super
for
Bowl
that.
Shuffle. Sweet.
It was so sweet. Google that, Jake.
Yeah. That's it for us. The drive is next. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Presented by NIPCO on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.